two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy. Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Yeah, baby, it's Friday.
Already? Hooray.
Here we go. We are hours away from Armageddon. We're going to go Coco Bananas this weekend. I hope you do too. Jane, massive show.
Yes,
Clown
we do
of the
have.
Week.
I
it
love
is
this.
Chockers.
Absolutely. It always seems to be.
Bursting at the seams. We've got some great stuff in there. A lot of things about you, which I'll get round to.
Oh, really?
Yes, indeed.
I wouldn't have thought so. We've got Dave O'Neill coming in, who we love seeing.
I love it when we boot home the week with Dave O'Neill.
Exactly.
I wonder what he's been up to.
I'll tell you what interests me. You've got a story about a golfer who's a tight ass. He won a big sum of money and gave his caddy a pissy amount.
Won $5,000. Won $1.3 million, gave his caddy five. I put it to you, is he a tight ass?
And do you know any?
Well, let's dob in a tight ass
dob
today
a tight ass,
on
though.
The show. A tight ass hotline.
Exactly.
We have up and running.
Now,
please
one of Australia's
ring.
Most famous and respected directors,
brilliant.
Film directors, is Fred Skepsie. He's a mate of yours. And we're going to chat with him because he's also an ambassador and set up a charity for prostate cancer.
He's a prostate cancer survivor.
We always got to remind you guys, it's important to go and get your tests, and this
not
is what
our strong
it's about.
Suit.
No,
it's
stuff not
your like that.
We're off to the doctors all the time.
We need to be reminded. So we'll get involved with that. There's
great.
So much more to wade through. We'll take your calls, we'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top. Hello, Jane Kennedy. How are you?
I'm well, Mick.
You're glowing today. I'm
Am
guessing
I?
You had a good Valentine's Day evening. What happened? What did he do?
Well,
what did he get you?
He got me red roses,
yes,
which is beautiful.
Standard
as
rig.
Did one of my.
That's for openers. That gets you out of the ground.
It does.
Gets the game going.
And
gets
again,
the juices flowing.
Unexpected.
Yeah.
Because I didn't really
put
expect
your roses
them.
On the table.
They
here
could
we
have
go.
Been sent to the office and
pay
paraded
to play.
Past everyone, but never mind. I did say that.
So now he's in the game, and
yes.
What's he pull out next?
A Fitbit.
Oh,
a Fitbit.
Yeah, no, that's not cool, is it?
Oh, geez.
No.
Sitchy.
How many steps you done?
Time.
Well, I wouldn't know because it's in the bin.
Oh, right, okay.
Hey, yeah. Time out. He's just, why doesn't he come?
No, he thought, oh,
he
I can't get anything right.
He needs to call me on these things. I can't get anything right.
Call you.
Even I know the Fitbit's probably going to stretch
said,
it.
He said, didn't you mention the other night that you wanted to update or get a Fitbit?
Oh,
I said,
geez.
Oh, my God, don't take me literally. Don't take me seriously, you goose. Anyway, so that's going out on Monday in bin collection.
I heard a rumour too that there was some absolute top shelf caviar
as if.
That was bought for you.
As if.
Well, I've got a picture of it. I'll post it.
As if. You're full of it.
Was it like $110 bucks like an
who
egg
would,
or
who
something?
Who would eat that?
You.
Snobby
not
people.
Me.
Hey, anyone who flies to Paris to get a $10,000 strawberry.
Yes.
What was that? No, a handbag and eat massive strawberries.
See, this is when you let me down. You let me down because you shouldn't be scurrilous like that. I'll tell you why. Because
did you not get caviar last night?
I did not.
Oh, Jane.
I did not. There. I'll tell you what.
Pants on fire.
You know what's annoying me at the moment? You're
what?
Getting lots of compliments.
For what?
Well, we put out a picture just for a bit of fun because the Academy Awards are coming up. We put out a Kennedy Malloy photo that's very similar, I guess, to Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Well, we did it intentionally.
We've
put it up on Instagram.
It is.
And
yeah, can I say something?
What?
And well done. That was, you've championed that idea.
Well, look, we shot it yesterday
it
in about 3 minutes.
We put it up. It's got quite a good reaction. But I have to say this. So on Instagram,
yeah.
Your followers are so much nicer to you than mine are to me.
Well, like, why are you surprised?
So I'm looking at yours and goes, oh, well done, Jane.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Jane, super, out
kiss,
of the
kiss.
Park.
Yeah,
mine go,
they say to you?
I go, you're a dickhead. Good one, dickhead.
But mine are saying, on some of mine, though, you should read more of mine because the girls are going, hey, Mickey, you're looking really good and we like what you're wearing. And the girls are loving the fact that looks like you're playing guitar because chicks love guitarists. And
I might carry one around with me.
I think you should.
Could I just walk into a pub?
Yes.
And play a little bit of.
Nikki!
You should. Honestly.
What
tell
about,
me
I'll tell you what I can do.
Boy.
I'll tell you what I can do. You know the bit in the movie where he pisses his pants?
Yeah. Someone did suggest
that. Someone suggested that.
That's the one bit that you could choose. Look, the film's about a drunk and a diva.
Hey, where can people... That film's about a drunk and a diva.
And that's why I thought, well...
We've got it covered. No acting required.
Yeah. You're the diva.
Now, how can people see that if they want to see that image?
They can go to
Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. We put them all up there at Kennedy Malloy.
Have your say.
Yeah.
Let's say it. Well, but is it a chick flick alert, though?
That's pretty rough if you do.
If Star is Born is a chick flick, I haven't seen it. I've been alerted to that scene.
Well, you should see it because I'm telling you, you really
might
like
go.
It.
I might sit there with a guitar.
Oh.
I might take a guitar
you
in.
You could pick up.
And strum it.
That's it.
Go to a gold class session. Get it.
Hello, girls. Don't mind me.
Get the start of it. We need Bradley's voice.
Tuning up the guitar,
we don't
ladies.
Need Gaga. Can we? Can we go to a break?
Like a firecracker.
When we come back, we'll just play a little of Bradley singing.
All
that's
right,
what you need.
Clown of the week coming up soon too. Dave O'Neill.
Baby.
Yeah, big Friday, Kennedy Malloy.
It's caviar. I can see it.
Yeah.
Shut up.
What a snob.
I wouldn't eat that.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tell me something, girl.
There you go.
Biggie.
You can learn this.
Are you happy in this modern world? Who do you need?
Just missing a bit of cowbell, in my opinion.
Hang on. Keep
it
going.
Is there something else you're searching for?
Now. A bit more.
Biggie.
You always interrupt. That's enough of Bradley. You always interrupt great songs with Mickey.
Is a cowbell
so annoying?
Is cowbell as attractive as
no.
the guitar?
Guitar's much more attractive. So you just have to walk into every party.
Where
with
can
a
people
guitar.
See that image?
They can see it on Mick Malloy 66.
That's an Instagram.
Instagram Jane_L_Kennedy.
No, that's easy.
And Kennedy Malloy.
Right. Oh, what are you getting easier one?
Well, how many Jane Kennedys do you think are in the world? Kennedy, one of the most popular names in the world.
Well,
common.
Obvious.
Not popular, common. Jane, one of the most boring names in the world and common.
True. No, that's true.
Oh, come on.
Jane
as
Kennedy.
Opposed to Michael.
Put them together and you've got mind-numbingly.
You do. Lucky my personality shines through.
Hey.
Oh, well, I'm going to clown you because you know what's coming up?
What?
Clown of the week.
There are many contenders.
Hey, I'm the leader, bro.
Please explain.
I'll let you finish.
Oh, good for you.
But it can't always be this guy.
You are fake news.
Who will be...
He was a famous clown.
Clown of the week.
You're on the top of the list.
I'm starting. Why are you starting with me?
I would like to clown Mick Malloy.
Oh,
for your deplorable and rude behaviour towards two of Australia's great... network stars.
Who's that?
Georgie Gardner and Deborah Knight.
Again, who's that?
They are the fabulous hosts, thank you, Dave, of the Today Show.
What's that?
You were just disrespectful and being an idiot, you were suggesting I wanted to be on the show and I don't.
Do you know what they should do? They should bring the Today Show back.
It's already on.
Oh, is it still on?
Yes.
Dave, don't fall for that. Are you serious?
Who's
how long have you been? You're a bit out of whack. You've only been back a week.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, okay.
Anyway, let's just reminisce because Deborah Knight's such a great sport. She rang up.
She did.
We didn't like what you were saying.
Despite your attempts to cut her lunch, because you have been angling to do the show for so long. You have.
No, I haven't.
You have.
And you set up a stupid campaign.
Watch your back, Deborah Knight.
Anyway, let's hear from Deborah.
The ratings are boosting and it's great to see two women
fronting
the show.
Well, there's only one way they can go, which is up, isn't
it? Oh, my God.
Deborah,
my apologies.
Deborah.
No, look.
Good luck on postcards, Deborah.
Can you please be respectful to our guests when they call up?
You know I like Deborah. We live in the world. Deborah, I've had two shows axed by Channel 9. Welcome aboard.
He's very bitter. He's bitter.
Goodness me.
We want everybody to watch today.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning,
everyone tune in.
Get up, go man.
Yes.
Have a look.
Good on you.
And watch if you're up and about Richard Wilkins. Watch, tune in.
Honestly, can you believe I have to work with this every day?
Oh, look, you deserve a medal, Jane.
Thank you, I know, Deborah. Okay, so you did a drive-by on good old Richard Wilkins as well.
Can I say this, though?
What?
I have atoned. I sent both Georgie and Deborah.
Big
bouquet of flowers.
You think women are that shallow?
Valentine's Day flowers.
Shallow. You think we're that shallow?
Yep.
Well, actually, they were happy with it, except Deb Knight said, you're trying to suck up, good effort, but you've still got to crawl out of this hole.
How do I crawl out of the hole?
I think we're going to have to go on the show. I think we're going today, next week. How about we do that?
Have you faced the music?
Oh.
I'll come on and defend you. I'll come on.
This might be your audition next week on the Today Show when you go
on. Dave, shut up. Okay. It's not my audition. I'm going to be belligerent and sullen.
Well, you've got that down, Pat. You'll have to dial it up a notch. All right.
God help me. Hey. Didn't you want to clown Steve Jacobs?
Oh,
as
yes,
well?
Yeah. Let's clown Steve Jacobs.
Why?
Because the wacky weatherman, it's fraught. But I mean, if you're going out and you're working with birds in the morning, you've got to be.
You've
got to be up for a fright. Have a listen to Steve Jacobs.
Okay.
Big black Australop cockerel, one of 500 birds.
Ah! I love it. Hey, we've got a caller on the line. Cameron. Is Cameron there?
Yes, he
Hello,
is.
Hello, Cameron. Hi, Cam. Who would you like to clown?
Mick and Jane. First of all, I'm looking at this shallow thing. It's a splitting image. It's
oh, yeah, the picture.
Look at the DVD.
He's like my doppelganger.
I can't say I've got, I don't have the full gaga thing going, but thank you.
No, it's pretty good. Good on you, mate. Hey, who do you want to clown?
Speaking of the Today Show, I want to clown Tony Chomp Chomp Jones.
Hey, but this is a bit of a hit
Hang
to
on,
the Today Show.
On?
Come on.
Well, this is great publicity.
TJ.
It reminds you, this is a great thing.
Hey, I love TJ. Like what's TJ done now?
He's put his two cents in about Dolly Parton and her goddaughter, Miley Cyrus.
Okay, let's have a listen.
What about Dolly Parton?
I know.
She's age-defying and gravity-defying.
Well, it's just a... beg your pardon, Tom Steinfeld.
Well, I'm out of this one.
She was incredible. I didn't realise that Miley Cyrus was her goddaughter, and then they sang Jolene together. So that was amazing as well.
Just seeing those two on stage, I thought was fantastic.
Oh,
and Miley, of course. Yeah.
Okay.
Too many boys.
Working blue, Tony Jones. I like it.
It needs to be all women. There you go. That will sort things out. Just all women.
So that's how it starts, and then you get rid of them one by one until it's just you left stroking a white cat. It'll be you and about a dozen cats. Welcome to the Today Show. I finally got it.
That'll be scintillating, won't it?
Hey, give us a call, 1-3-3-5-3. And let's keep this baby rolling.
Clown of the week.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Clown of the week. You can get involved by giving us a ring, 1-3-3-5-3, driving you home, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
Yeah, baby.
Mm. So Kanye West, he always outdoes himself.
You're doing Valentine's Day here?
Valentine's Day, yes.
I've seen it was yesterday. This is hilarious.
He usually does something. I mean, even when he proposed to Kim, he took over a whole stadium and had an orchestra. He's like over the top.
Yeah, that's right. He doesn't die wondering when
it
comes to grand gestures.
Correct. This one I'm not so sure about.
What's he done? Well, explain it.
Kim goes into the living room, Kim Kardashian.
In the morning.
In the morning. There is like probably 500 single roses all in vases, individually on the floor. In a white room.
In a white room.
In the middle of the room.
You're trapped. Amongst the roses.
Correct.
Is?
Kenny G. The saxophonist.
The saxophonist Kenny
playing.
G.
Playing. Well, I think we've got
have
audio
you got
of it.
The audio.
Yeah, let's have a listen.
Oh, my God.
Just missing cowbell, in my opinion.
Mickey. Do you know what?
I would call the cops.
I would have run away.
If I
would have burst into tears.
And Kenny G was playing his sax in the... I would go, call the cops, quick. Everybody, everyone to the panic room.
I would have got out earplugs.
Do you know what I would do? I wish instead of roses, they were landmines. And that Kenny had to somehow
That's
get
terrible.
Out of it. And the weird thing is, Kenny G was wearing a MAGA hat. Make America great again. Right.
Really?
Kanye West, you are an idiot. Can I clown someone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Roger Federer.
Why?
I'm really bothered by your dislike for the greatest tennis player and the GOAT of tennis.
The dick
of
tennis.
He's not.
He's a very boring man.
What's he done?
His tactics are questionable. He's been
That's
around for
rubbish.
He takes a break every time he's about to get beaten in a five setter, the old man. Then he bursts into tears at the drop of a hat.
He's emotional.
But not even when it's his speech, when it's someone else's speech.
Because he's a caring
so
human
someone
being.
Else, even when he gets beaten,
what's your problem now?
Like a baby.
What's he done now?
Well, he's done an ad.
Okay.
He's done an ad for jeans, but he's sitting at a piano. And I'm sure this whole ad is just an excuse to show us that he can play the piano.
And just tell me one thing. Does he really play the piano?
He's playing the friggin'
it's really
piano.
Him. Okay, can
and
we hear
have
it?
A listen to the boringest man the world ever produced.
I could only think of tennis and nothing else when I first started. Once I began taking time for myself, that's when I truly started winning. my time off the court is just as important as my time on. Because tennis is just the beginning of my story.
Is it?
Not really.
Just boring story ever told.
My life, my jeans. Authentic jeans with all day comfort.
I think he needs some more English lessons.
He needs that cow in the background.
Yes, he
the
does.
One he, the one he won. The Remember big, he went home and they I gave know. Him a cow?
He's very famous in Switzerland. Austria, where's he from?
There we go.
Switzerland. Okay.
Who's on the line?
Let's take a call from Mert in Tassie.
G'day, Kane. G'day, Mick. How are you, guys?
Good. Who are you clowning, Mert?
Oh, I actually got two people to clown, really. Right. Old mate, Senator Brian Burston and Pauline Hanson. Like, seriously, sexual harassment claims?
Okay.
A long
I don't want to see that.
Yourself.
All right, so we've got to set this up because, and let's not forget that there are serious cases of sexual harassment and we're not belittling that for that when it happens to anyone.
No.
The long bow, we think, is that Brian Burston said he's been sexually harassed by Pauline Hanson for 20 years.
Good Lord.
And that she apparently touched his back and ran her finger up his back and he thought, oh, my God, she wants me bad. And Pauline's denying this. Anyway, this has gone on in Parliament.
Right.
There has been a scuffle involved because Senator Brian Burston was walking down the halls with his wife and James Ashby, who's an aide to Senator Pauline Hanson, came out and they start to have a bit of a barney. Mm. And let's just hear the fight first.
Go away, James. It's all...
Listen here.
What are you doing? What are you doing, champ?
I'll call the federal police.
What are you doing?
You're harassing me.
What are you doing?
What's going on in the background?
That's the wife, I think, saying, just stop finding boys. And then what's happened is Brian Burston he's punched Ashby, but he's got blood on his hands. It's like a bit of a cut. Mm. And he's bandaged it up like, you know, he's severed his arm. It's so dramatic. And then he's wiped blood on the door handle of the One Nation office.
Wow.
And he denied it originally that it was him, and then he's had a bit of a think overnight. Here's what he had to say.
Whilst I do not recall the incident of blood on the door, I now have come to the conclusion that it was myself, and I sincerely apologise for that action.
So he didn't recall that it was him, but then he suddenly did recall that it was him.
It's a dignified affair, Australian politics.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that
Everyone's a winner.
Okay, let's go to some more clowns. Let's go to Dave. Hi, Dave.
Hi, guys.
Who do you want to clown?
I'm going to clown St. Bloody Valentine.
Oh, I think a lot of people will join you there.
All right. Why?
14 years I've been with my partner, married. Mm. Every year, flowers, chocolates, a little gift card, whatever.
Mm.
Not one return gift. At least you got a bloody Fitbit, Jane. I get nothing.
I think that is unfair.
Did you get any action? Surely you get some action.
You got some action.
Isn't that the contract?
It's in the middle of the week. It's in the middle of the week. You don't get action when you're married in the middle of the
week. But for Valentine's Day,
Valentine's Day is like suspended.
You didn't even get that.
Normal operations. No. This is an emergency meeting. Get your...
You didn't get a wink. Nothing.
A bit of...
No.
Burr, burr.
Nothing.
A little bit
Nothing
of...
Nothing at all.
Dave, we should
thanks for that. We feel your pain.
Go home tonight and demand it.
All right. Let's go to Cassandra. Cassandra, what happened with you for Valentine's Day and who do you want to clown?
I'm going to clown my husband. Good afternoon.
There we go. What for?
He's a POM, so he uses the excuse that he buys flowers today because technically it's Valentine's Day in the UK.
Oh, good
And he can get them at a discount.
Because he gets a discount.
He's a POM.
He gets the last one.
He's
a tight ass as well as a clown.
Oh, he's a tight ass. We're going to do that segment next hour.
I tell you what, call back in the next hour because we're going to have a tight ass going, and we'll do that. Hey, we've got to go. When we come back, we're going to keep rolling. We've got more clowns.
Oh, great. All right.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Get involved. I'd like to acknowledge the richest man in the world, potentially the smartest, getting done with the dick pic.
Yep. We can clown him.
Yeah, that's a clown. Mm. That's a dead set clown. But it gives us all hope.
All hope.
To go, even the richest man in the world can
should know better.
Can fall for the old dick
pic. Still fall for it.
Mm.
Yeah, it's too easy for me. I'm old school. I've told you this. I still like to pop out from behind a tree in a park and tamper with myself. You know what? Make her feel special. Call me old school. That's the way I
I would like to clown...
Has anyone ever been impressed by a dick pic? Can I just ask?
Well, I don't know. I've never got one. I don't want to see one.
No one has any shame these days, do they?
They have no shame. I was complaining about that the other day because I want to clown something.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to talk about this, but I did. At Valentine's gift, people were saying the chocolates and people were taking moulds of their... No, I'm not going to say it. I'm not going to say it, actually.
I think the word you're looking for is anus.
Uranus.
People were doing anus chocolates. Now, what...
is going on in the world?
I'd like to see Forrest Gump bang on about those. Life in that galaxy chocolate. You never know what the hell.
You're right.
What is that?
There is no shame. But if why in God's name would you want to eat an anus chocolate?
Because it's obviously a mold, and they make the chocolates in the shape of the mold.
Well, hello, how they're made.
Imagine if someone offered you one and you recognised it. Oh, Terry. There's Terry.
Don't even suggest I would recognise anyone's anus.
Cadbury's favourites. No.
Yeah. Sorry, I mentioned it.
Well, you brought it up. You weighed into unsavoury territory.
I'm sorry. I was going to go on to Married at First Sight.
Oh, okay.
For pairing up a man, who was a virgin, had said, and was very nervous about the first time he was going to have sex.
Yeah.
So they paired him up with a girl called Lauren, and just hear what Lauren's background is.
What's something about you that most people find surprising when they learn?
So I want to heat things up a little, I think.
You actually have to surprise me here.
I used to be a lesbian.
Now, that's all fine.
Well, welcome. He's a virgin. Welcome aboard.
Okay, so...
They've dropped him in the deep end.
They have. Not only that, she's also very confidently and happily said that she's into threesomes and swinging. So what they've done now, the way they edited it, they have kink sexed shamed her. They have made her out to be a freak, and that's just terrible.
Not on.
Lauren. And the producers have just got a lot to answer for.
It's confronting for the virgin, though, isn't it?
Well, he's freaked out, and he's dropped her.
I'm new at this. What's going on?
He's dropped her.
All of a sudden, it's like being in a Cirque du Soleil act.
Well, I just don't think he knew
all
what
the bell, all the bell, all the
too many bells and whistles first time up. Let's go to some calls.
Yeah.
Hello, Terry. Yeah. How are you going?
Good, Jane. How are you going?
Yeah, good. Sorry about all that chat before.
That's fine.
Getting the anus chuckies for you.
I don't want to talk about those anymore.
Oh, well, you brought it up.
I know. Stupid.
Okay, what do you got?
Well, my mother-in-law, she made a chicken and vegetable broth. Took about 6 hours to boil this thing.
It takes a long time, that stuff.
It does. So
it's like
she got
gold.
The pot, took it over to the sink and got the colander, strained it all through the colander, lifted the colander out, and then looked in the sink and she forgot to put a pot in there. Put it all down the sink.
No, that's so annoying. That is like liquid gold when you make a beautiful chicken stock.
That is the silliest thing I've ever heard. Well done, Terry. I like that. Got something for Terry there.
Yeah, we've got a prize pack coming your way there, Terry.
And some anus chocolates coming your way.
No chocolates.
Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Who would you like to clown?
Oh, my phone is... Hang on, stand by.
Clown you in a minute, Dave.
Hello, Sarah.
Like a kick behind the play. What happened, Sarah? Who do you want to clown?
Jane.
Oh, here we go. Here, I like this. Where's this going?
Okay, so I would be totally grateful if somebody gave me a new Fitbit for Valentine's Day.
And you're a bit annoyed. I said I put mine in the bin.
Yeah, you should be grateful. Your husband's beautiful for doing that.
Yeah, Jane.
Yeah, no, he's not. I think he's very rude. Very rude. But I'll scoop it out and I'll bloody put it on and I'll have to start using it.
Could I have one? I need one because I...
You'll lose it.
I don't have a lot. I'm quiet.
You won't know how to use it. You won't know anything about it.
I famously took 43 steps in one day.
And that is true.
That's right. We were going to get a T-shirt made up with that.
It was 43 steps, my leisure gear. You know what I want to do? You know one of those... You've seen Chris Hemsworth's got his new app out?
Yes.
Where he has an exercise app. I'm going to do mine. It's going to be me on the couch eating nachos.
And drinking beers.
While other people do it.
That sounds pretty good.
Come on!
Hey, stand by. Are we going to talk to Fred Skepsy next?
We are, but just before we do this, I want to clown.
Oh, okay, you still want to clown some people.
It was a... I've lost it. It was a good one.
Was it Bowen Prison for having a 21st birthday?
No, that'll do.
Okay.
Bowen Prison.
Allowing a 21st birthday with pavlova and fizzy drinks and for allowing someone to bring a knife in a zucchini, which was used on Tony Mockbell.
Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
For releasing a $1,700 bag.
Sounds cheap.
Can only hold two lipsticks.
Oh, well, that's all you need.
Oh, it's a new bag. You pay excessive amounts of money for handbags.
I do.
Is that something you would...
Well, you'd have a Louis Vuitton, wouldn't you?
I've got a few.
Oh.
Vintage ones.
Oh, pardon me. I've got a few.
Well, from the olden days when I didn't have to pay for kids and all that, when I was young and I had cash.
Really?
Yes.
You're like Imelda Marcos.
Yes.
You're like Australia's Imelda Marcos. You've probably got like a separate room where you have all your handbags.
A museum.
Another one we have
all
your
shoes.
What
do you reckon with five kids in a separate room as if?
Don't snap. All right, let's get back and let's talk to Fred Skepsy. We're going to talk about prostate cancer. We're going to talk about an art auction to raise money for that. And let's talk to one of the
most directors. I hope you behave yourself.
His country's ever produced.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Director Fred Skepsy's feature film career began in the 70s with the semi-autobiographical Devil's Playground.
An undisciplined mind is the Devil's Playground.
And The Chant of Jimmy Blacksmith.
I understand you're going to marry a white girl, Mr. Blacksmith.
Then Hollywood came calling.
To test myself, to see if there was something I could learn here.
And over the decades, Fred has told stories with the likes of Steve Martin, Sean Connery, Michelle Pfeiffer, Meg Ryan, John Cleese, Michael Caine, Helen Mirren, Michael Douglas, Will Smith, and of course, Meryl Streep.
We're talking about my baby daughter. Not some object.
In recent years, spurred on by his own survival of the disease, Fred and his wife Mary have raised money and awareness in the fight against prostate cancer. So here to tell us about their latest initiative, please welcome a true legend, Fred Skepsy.
How do we go, Fred? Did we miss anything? Have we got it all?
I'm tired from all that work.
Well, it's a great body of work, and as you say, we all know the classics. I would have personally mentioned Roxanne, which is one of my favourite films.
It is too.
One of the few comedies that you've done, but it's an absolute ripper with a beautiful touch on a classic story.
It is, and I have to put my hand up for Evil Angels as well with Sam Neill and Meryl.
Yes.
Amazing time, an amazing story when you think about it.
Now, you're writing something at the moment, are you, Fred?
Yes, actually, we're doing a co-production with China.
Okay, well, how about writing something for me? What about something for a larger-than-life, guys-want-to-be-him, girls-want-to-do-him, kind of tear-away, good-looking rooster? Is there anything in that department?
Oh, an autobiography.
Fred, don't tell him that, for goodness sake.
I think he's talking about himself. So there you go. I'll take anything at this stage. Hey, we're here to talk about the Australian Prostate Cancer Centre. You have an association with it. You have done now for some time because you're a survivor yourself. Tell us your experience.
Actually, I went for a normal checkup in New York, and it turned out that I had a pretty high rating that sort of suggested that I might have prostate cancer. Mm. And so I had a biopsy, and that confirmed it. And I decided that if I had to have the operation, which seemed the best way to go, I'd rather do it in Australia. And I asked the gentleman who saw me over there if he could recommend anybody, and he recommended Tony Costello, and thank goodness he did, because...
yes. I know Tony. Now, is this true or false? Does Tony keep your prostate on his desk at work? Is that true or not?
In a very large bottle.
Hey, Fred, my father's been through the same thing and can't speak highly enough of the surgeons involved in Australia, and they're at the forefront of prostate cancer surgery. But there's one thing you've got to do. You've got to get in there early, don't you guys?
That's right. You get a PSA, it doesn't hurt you in any way, and you can keep tabs on, you know, if everything's clean or not.
Yep.
And Tony was one of the first people to do robotic surgery here.
It's quite brilliant, really.
And that's
isn't
what
it?
We're raising money for here at the moment, aren't we?
Yeah, that's correct.
Now, for our Melbourne listeners, your wife, Mary, who, let's be honest, is the brains of the operation, has organised an art exhibition. It's called The New Directions. It's the fourth one, and it's a ripper. It's at the Gibson Auctions House on High Street, Armidale, this Sunday. It's over 30 works, all donated by the artists. I bought one last year. I bought a golden chimpanzee bust, which has a fierce intelligence that rivals mine.
Well, it could almost be, again, it's a very strange likeness to you, similar likeness, Mick.
But you should get along because, as always, art is your wife's strong suit.
She's an artist.
She's a great artist in her own right.
Put together the most extraordinary collection. It's really Very, very impressive.
That'd be great. We should auction off your prostate. What if we put your...
Would it get as much as a truffle?
Oh, it could be. Let's face it, prostate cancer as a subject and as a fundraiser, it's not the sexiest fundraising subject, is it? So this is a great way to glam it up somewhat.
That's right.
Let's be honest, men are idiots and they don't look after themselves properly, and we need to do everything we can to get them to go and do the most basic thing, which could save their life. Good on you, Fred. Good on Mary.
A lot of credit to Mary.
High Street, Armidale, Melbourne, 6 p.m. Sunday. Go along and do this.
Excellent.
Good on you, Fred.
Thanks,
Fred. For your time.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You can get more information, by the way, at newdirectionsartauction.com.au.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Coming up in the next hour, Dave O'Neill, friend of the show, the big fella, will be on board. Always like his shenanigans.
I love listening to him, speaking with him.
And then after that, we're going to open up our Dob in a Tight Ass hotline.
I love this because sometimes you find out people are tight asses you were really shocked about. You had no idea.
Could be someone you know, someone in your inner circle, because there's a story going around. We'll get to that, but we have a reason for doing it. And we'll take all your calls and tweets. Is there social at the moment?
Coming
is there? What's going through?
Kennedy Molloy, by the way. You can get us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. You guys are talking about those chocolates before, Jane.
Anus chocolates. Well, chocolate moulds of people's bottoms.
Braddles has tweeted through, said it's the new freckle chocolate now, guys.
Oh, Lord. That's even worse.
Do you know what it contains? An arse and a half of rich full cream milk.
Oh, hang on.
What's milk lemonade? That's badly doubled down. Guys, we're getting a lot of feedback from our photo that we put on Instagram today. It's our tribute to A Star Is Born.
And it's a poster that you've been working on.
Yeah.
Do I look okay?
Yeah, you do. I mean, you were complaining
you're
that...
You're fishing for a compliment.
Well, there is a compliment here. Tracy Davis-Thorne says, wow, you do look good, Mick.
Take that surprise tone out of your correspondence, please.
The ladies are going to be lining up to date you.
Oh.
Mmm.
You know what? I should get together with Roger Federer. He can play guitar. I'll play guitar. He can play.
Tina Arena said something nice.
Tina Arena?
Yeah, she said you two are bloody hilarious. Tina. You're awesome.
I'm going to Evita.
I'm going to Evita too.
When I say I'm going to Evita, I'm not, but I've bought two tickets. You know my scam, don't you?
I know. So say to your mum you're going to take her.
Well, I bought mum tickets to Evita for Christmas. Happy birthday, mum. But I then get one of my sisters to escort her. I get all the plaudits.
Yes.
And escape.
Don't go.
Because, I'm sure Evita is brilliant.
Yes, and it is. And Tina is incredible in it, so you're bloody awesome. Thanks for that,
Well,
Tina.
Tina Arena, high praise.
Yeah, high praise.
Get together, indeed.
And they did say, Livewire Funk said, that part of the movie where Bradley pees his pants on stage, that just reminds me of Mick.
Aww.
Someone did say, I would have thought Sonny and Cher would be more appropriate.
Well, we could go there. I suppose. Put a wig
I like is that Dave's still not in it.
Yeah. Don't bring that up. Sorry, Dave.
I was in it, but I got cropped out of the photo, so that's...
You're not up to the poster yet.
Okay.
You're going to make your way up. Tony Smith says, what about anus chocolate shapes?
I really regret.
Hey, you started it.
I know.
You're the one who put this up.
It's almost a segment. It's like... Was it people are terrible? People have no shame. There's an idea for a segment.
Sorry.
I'm saying people have no shame.
You're turning your nose up at the anus chocolates.
Yes.
But we can't all sit around like you and have caviar. That's
I told you I did not.
$110.
I had pate.
$110.
I had pate.
Pate.
Good for you.
I love pate.
Coming up next, is it Dave O'Neill?
It is.
This is Kennedy Molloy. Yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Molloy.
This is going to be a massive way to finish the week. Coming up in just a second, Dave O'Neill. But what are we doing?
We're going to dob in a tight ass.
Dob in a tight ass.
Yeah.
Everybody asked Dave
about
that.
Do you know any?
He's sitting right beside me. I've seen him in action.
Not this guy. There has been some incidents, and we don't know whether you know any or
not.
I've
got one that'll get the ball rolling. Week in review.
Great.
We'll be up and running as per usual. And we're going to end the week. We're going round the grounds to every state to plug a gig or two.
Brilliant idea.
So just to let you give you some insight into what you should be doing during the week. We'll take your course. We'll take your tweets, but let's start at the top. young David O'Neill. Dave.
Hello.
How are you? Good to see you. You're wasting away, mate. I mean, we were saying it.
No.
We weren't going to bring it up, but what's happening?
I'm wearing black.
No, but you're very casual when you say, yeah, I have lost a bit of weight.
Are you healthy?
And we want to know why.
Is it bad?
I've got some disease.
Yeah, well,
if I'm dying.
If you were married at first sight, they had herpes on set this week.
Did they?
There was a herpes outbreak on the set of Married at First Sight.
Poor virgin.
It's the first time I've heard of that since it happened once on Studio 10. I remember that. It went through the whole joint.
The circle before that.
Dave, as a girl, I always want to know how people are losing weight. And,
I'm just not eating carbs.
You love carbs.
I love
your
carbs.
Life
pizza,
is carbs.
Bread,
fried
pasta,
stuff,
fried pasta,
twisties.
But I went to a sleep doctor because apparently I snore. I didn't know I snored, but my
you wouldn't know, would you?
No, my wife let me know.
Did she? How'd she let you know?
Well, she's talking.
I'm moving into another room.
Yeah. So I was changing rooms with separate rooms, and so I had to go to this expert. It took a month to get an appointment, and he goes, "I can tell you why you snore." I'm like, "How's that?" And he goes, "You're fat."
Oh my god!
How many years at uni did he do?
Unfortunately, there is a link between being overweight and snoring. Apparently,
so. Yeah, and so I had to go in for a sleep study overnight, stay in a hospital.
Oh, did they film you?
Well, this
I've got
the
a photo of you here, and you look ridiculous.
I got I put it on Twitter.
You've got electrodes all over your body.
Over 20 things stuck to my body, Jane.
You're kidding me.
Yeah, have a
look. And could you still sleep?
Well, this is the thing.
Oh my god! Did you fall asleep?
Oh, eventually, because I felt like Gollum. You know the guy that does Gollum.
Yes.
You said it's the same technology as the guy who puts on the things to do Gollum.
And what did they work out? And what did they say?
Well, no. Well, what happened was he goes, "You're fat
after all
you're
that
still
technology."
Fat. He goes, "Well, so just it was a young dude, like first job out of uni. He's putting electrodes on my body.
Right.
I mean, most get a job at Boost
Juice.
Was
he skinny out of interest?
Yeah, he was skinny. Well, he was 18 or 19, not 20 probably.
And a doctor.
Not a doctor.
Just a technician.
Yeah, science graduate. I did ask him.
He's in a white lab coat, but that's just to make you feel more comfortable.
So he sticks all these things on me, and I go, "So what happens today?" He goes, "Well, you go to sleep." It was like 7:30 at night.
Oh my God.
So I honestly did everything. I read. I was watching TV. It got to like 12:30. I did everything I could think of to get me to sleep, right? And then at 1, he just wanders in. He goes, "You're not really sleeping, are you?"
Has he had to observe you all this time?
"How do you know that from the electrodes?" He goes, "No, I've been watching on the camera." I go, "What camera?"
Dave, please tell me you knew that you would be...
I didn't know there was a camera.
Well, that's the whole point of you doing
sleep. I thought it was
sleep.
The electrodes.
No, they have to observe
you
your position.
Would you like anything about a lawyer and a copy of that tape?
What do you normally dream about? What's a standard dream?
I just want to know if you eventually slept.
I did sleep. At about 1:30 I fell asleep too. And then I wake up at 6. So they've got five and a half hours.
They got all they needed.
And what did they learn?
The guy goes, "Look, I'm not an ex. I can't discuss the results with you."
Oh, shut up!
It's my results.
It's my results. You're watching me sleep.
To the doctor.
He sounds creepy.
He's like a uni. He's a science graduate.
Watching you sleep. That's weird.
Where's the doctor while all this is happening?
He goes, "I can't discuss your results, but you did seem to fart a lot." So anyway,
he did not say that.
Hopefully, there's a test for that. So I'll let you know how I go. I haven't seen the doctor. He's on holidays now.
So what do you eat if you're not eating carbs, Dave?
Fish. You know, I go to the chicken shop a lot. But I don't.
You just chow down old chook.
Chicken chips.
Chicken with skin, but no chips.
I was just in Coles. How funny is this? I saw a guy in Coles wearing the full high vis on a walking frame. Like, choose a side. You can't do both. What's he doing?
Is he doing that for wanting other people to stay out of his way?
Maybe.
All right. When we come back,
yes.
We're going to talk about you joining a gang as a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Is that something that... I'm just trying to imagine you being a tough gang member.
No, I wasn't.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Dave O'Neill in studio as well. By the way, Dave's podcast, The Debrief, and Somehow Related, wherever you get your podcasts, always a good listen.
Who have you got in The Debrief lately?
The Debrief. I went to Tasmania.
Okay.
And did a Lonnie.
Big hello to all our Tassie
listeners. Triple M in Hobart
Lon
too.
Sestant.
Did a gig in the city park where the monkeys are. And we were on one stage, and on the other stage there was Ross Wilson and the Hoodoo Guru. So who do you think won? Ladies. I want you back.
Anyway, that's tough.
We went down the shops the other day. Yeah. So,
okay, very
so,
good.
But,
you are one of the busiest men in showbiz, I would say. You do so many gigs.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I'm doing a library tonight.
A library? Oh, you should be used to the quiet nature of a room.
I don't know.
Imagine
how does that
heckles.
Work?
Heckles.
Dave.
Dave.
Show us your tits.
I did one on.
Show us your tits.
Show us your text in your book.
Why are you doing a library?
Well, I do. I had a book out. I'm Tim Whitten, but I've written books. comedy books.
I'm no Tim Whitten.
Are you doing a reading of your book?
No, I don't read out of it. I don't. I just have it there and I sell it.
Do you have a talking book version?
Yeah, I do have a talking book version. I did it myself.
Why don't you just send that along?
Good idea. No, what it is because I put out a book out years ago and I'll turn up to the library and what happens with books is that they don't sell that many and then the publisher rings you up and goes, this time they said there's no room in the warehouse for your books. Do you want them? We'll sell them here for 50 cents each or something like that.
Sell them back to you.
Yeah, they sell them back to you and I sell them for $20 on the night. That's a big profit margin. Hello. All declared. And then, on Tuesday I was in Yay, which is in country.
That's pretty, in Victoria.
And, the average age is 65. Yeah. But I've sold a lot of books.
You are one of this country's great stand-ups. And that is just...
Yeah, that's true.
Not just because you're a friend of mine. You are. You're absolutely brilliant. You get the chance to see Dave. Can you come along? On that note, I'm fluffing your pillows.
What's happening now?
I need to hit you up to do a gig for my boy's school, like a school fundraiser.
Because you did my kid's school.
I did.
He did my son's primary school, my kid's primary school, comedy
That's
night.
Very nice.
And he actually, because I remember they are quite politically correct.
They are.
And Mick said to me, is this crowd politically correct? Because it's in a city, a lot of doctors, a lot of lawyers. And I said, nah, they're not. But then one of his friends whose kids also go there, Penny, asked her the same question and she went, oh, God, yeah, they're so politically correct here. But
What was Mick's rider for the school?
I got away with it, though.
They loved you.
Yeah.
They loved you. But also, the thing, it's very stressful doing your own kid's school. I did ones for the kinder as well. And because your partner comes along, and with my partner, I was on stage at the kinder and my phone kept buzzing and I had a look and I said, you're swearing too much.
Oh my God! Yeah,
and the 4-year-olds handle some F bombs. What's wrong with these kids?
Yeah, no, you can't.
No, but it's going to be good. There's going to be school gigs are the best gigs.
I can't wait. It's always good. It's for a correctional centre. I'll be doing it eventually. Speaking of which, were you in a gang?
One of my friend's kids joined a gang at school. Oh. It said he joined a gang.
What kind of gang?
High school, and he said they meet in the library.
That's not very intimidating.
That's a victim support group.
So I was a member of a gang.
Were you a member of a gang?
What? Well, there's three of us we formed, my sister and Marianne Dunstan and I. And it was based on Famous Five. And we used to just roam around the neighbourhood, but we didn't have a dog. And they had a dog called Timmy. Yeah. So we
and lashings of ginger beer.
Correct.
Yeah. But you would have been about 8 or something if you're doing that sort of thing.
8,
game.
9 or 10. And we just roamed during the school holidays, mum and dad at work, we just roamed the neighbourhood for hours. And we stole a dog because we didn't have one.
Gang
and mum goes, where's this dog come from?
You sell it to China? What did you do with the dog?
Oh, we just kept it over. We thought they were not showing any interest in that dog.
No,
anyway, I had to give it back.
I grew up in the era, though, of Sharpies. Do you remember Sharpies?
Oh, yeah.
And so definitely. Sharpies were very big in Melbourne, Sydney and Adelaide. They were skinheads in the set with tails.
And Conti jackets. Conti cardigans.
And boots.
And Uggs, yeah. Moccasins.
We had a lot of Sharpies around. We were quite...
I was scared of Sharpies.
Yeah, you'd get on the train. You'd get the last train home and all the Sharpies we'd get on.
Yeah.
And I remember sitting with my brother. He's like, don't look at them. Don't look at them. Do not look at
them. That's true.
But we...
They were so tough. But then again, they used to wear cardigans and had their own dance.
Yes.
and slippers, really.
Yeah. But then, I remember, so they all died out in the late 70s.
That's true.
But we were on the railway station once on a scout excursion in 1982.
In the good old days when people could join the scouts.
Yeah, we still joined the scouts. And a Sharpie came onto the station and in the full get-up like this. And I was, a student of history. I'm just like, oh, my God, a Sharpie?
I go,
where have you been? And he goes, prison.
And
then he punched one of the scouts.
Good stuff. That was just for authenticity.
Then we all ran off the station and we hid in the back of a newsagent's and the cops turn up and we come back out and his name was Kennedy. I still remember it. And he'd been released from prison that day.
Wow.
And along the railway line there was a string of attacks.
Did you talk about this in your sleep when you were being watched?
I dreamt this.
When I was in high school, we were called the A-team. We used to drive around in an air in an air van,
yeah.
And we'd steal stuff from people's front yards. But what we do, we pull up in the air van, open the doors, and play the music. We'd run in and grab your bird bath, and then we'd take it, and then we'd send it all up down the beach and leave you a note. You can catch your bird bath down the beach. No one knew who we were.
Really?
Yeah.
How old were you when you're doing that?
Yeah, about 16.
Did you used to smash the letterboxes up?
Look, not deliberately.
No, that's destructive.
Hey, listen, we're setting a bad example for the kids.
We are.
We are.
I just want to say, Eric Banner, you've had on the show recently.
And he's going to be on Monday.
He always talks about when he was a kid, the local game was called the Smurfs, which just doesn't sound too tough.
We'll ask him about that.
Ask him about the Smurfs.
So you grew up pretty, you know, in a sort of western suburb. Tell us about growing up.
The Smurfs are taking on the gnomes. It'll be great. Hey, thanks for coming in.
No
what else to plug, mate? What do you got? Anything we can help
I'm in the library tonight.
In the library tonight. Doncaster. Yeah. Have a good one. Dave O'Neill, everyone.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Mate, Dave O'Neill's talking.
Well, we've asked Dave to hang around because this is right up his alley. And I'm going to get to the general topic, but to outline it and illustrate it, I want to tell you this story. This has been going on for a couple of weeks, but the statements have been made and they're trying to resolve the issue. It's about a golfer called Matt Kuchar, and he won a big tournament, $1.3 million in prize money.
Yep.
Anyway, he's been under fire for a payment dispute with his caddy, David Giral Ortiz. This is a tournament that was held in Mexico, and it's gone public. And basically, his caddy's not happy with the payment. And Kuchar won 1.3. Guess how much he gave his caddy?
The 0.3?
No. He gave him $5,000.
That's not much.
Okay, well, so I'm interested in how it came out.
Okay, well, I'm always just quickly, can I just go, the standard rig is
10%. What is it? 10%, right. All right.
So standard rig for your caddy, so 1.3 is for big tournaments, you should be, it's like jockeys. So if a jockey wins big prize money or whatever, you generally get 10% of the purse.
Yep.
If it's not a huge tournament, it might be 5% of your winnings.
Okay.
But for a big tournament, for a win, it's usually 10%.
Which is a lot.
Mm. Well, $5,000 of $1.3 million is 0.4% of 1%.
Oh,
I put it to you, that is tight ass.
That's not good.
That is an absolute tight ass. Well, it got out because, Jane, to answer your question, he wrote a letter.
The caddy wrote a letter.
He's a Mexican. He's got a family to support.
Yeah.
He's not his usual caddy. He filled in at the last moment.
And takes up time off to do
takes
his
time.
Job.
He goes, I am a humble man who takes care of his family and works hard. I am reaching out to you, this is to the player's agent, to see if you can facilitate me receiving a fair amount for my help with Matt winning $1.3 million. Okay. I'm not looking to disparage Matt or give him a bad name. Fair is fair, and I feel like I was taken advantage of by placing my trust in Matt.
Wow. That's
$5,000! You tight ass. You dead set tight ass.
But it sounds like he's not turning around and saying he keeps defending.
He would probably rather caddy for Robert Allenby, and that's saying a lot in golfing, sir.
He offered an extra...
extra $15,000,
right,
and then he declined that.
Well, it's not there. Now, that to me is a completely outrageous. Jockeys get 10%. It's a known thing.
It's just why would you do anything else, you know?
But $5,000.
So that's like, but hang on, if I do a gig like in my library gig and I get a taxi there, I've got to give them 10% of my earnings? What's 10% of $400?
The taxi's not helping you during your act and when you're doing it. So the caddy is
he's
there to.
He's helping
you with the club choice and the.
Like an assistant. Maybe if the cab driver wrote some material for you on the trip there, you might want to sling it.
You said you had a friend of your mum who did something.
We're talking tight asses, by the way.
If you know any, give us a call. 1-333-53.
Give us a call.
My mum's friend was famous for two things. She used to take the cellophane off the newspaper and reuse it on vegetables and meat.
And I don't even know if she keeps in one piece because I rip it to shreds because I can't get it off.
And the other one is that she'd go into Coles and she'd get the broccoli and cut the stalk off and go, I'm not paying for it. And just leave the stalk there.
Because
and
take she
the
doesn't
head.
Eat it.
Yeah, she doesn't eat it. I'm not paying for that.
That's pretty cool. My dad used to drive around looking for a parking meter with time still on it.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That must have taken hours. Well, he
probably spent more time wasting petrol.
Correct.
Than you do. And he used to barter at supermarket checkouts.
Really?
How much is that? I tell you what if I give you 20?
I think he's in Bali.
Is he successful?
He has spent a lot of time living overseas. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
You're a tight ass.
Why?
You cut your own hair.
Oh, because now, I was in a hurry.
That is the definition of mean-spirited
and tight
ass. No,
it's not. It's because I didn't have the time to go to a hairdresser, and I also just got a packet of dye. You know,
dyed as well.
That's yeah. That's tight ass, Jane Kennedy.
It's not. I don't have 3 hours in my life to sit and read magazines and be a lady of leisure. You just
good.
Don't understand.
Yeah.
Thank
good
you.
Job. Yeah, it looks good.
I literally go like this. I get the scissors out and I look in the mirror and I go, oh.
You cut your
probably
own
should have
hair.
Put glasses
do you
on.
You do Daryl Summers as well? You in the...
Oh, look, I'm an old hairdresser from way back.
Yeah,
you wouldn't give anyone a wave if you owned the ocean.
You are. What are you talking about? I am not. Don't you say that to me.
Hey, get involved. 133353. Thanks for helping us out, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
If you know a tight ass, give us a call. Dob them in on our tight ass hotline.
Yeah.
133353.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tight ass, dot one in, 133353. It is
right.
Kennedy Malloy.
This is all in honour of Matt Kuchar, who a golfer who won $1.3 million in a golf tournament in Mexico and gave his caddy $5,000. That's not. It's 0.4%. That is going to...
tight ass.
And it has blown up in his face. He's considered the biggest tight ass on the circuit.
But he wouldn't back down. He's not backing down from it. And he said, in fact, we had an arrangement and I wish he hadn't brought it up. So,
if you're Tiger Woods caddy and you know you're going to...
Yeah.
They do sometimes accept left because you know that you're going to be the best paid
That's
caddy
correct.
In the world.
All right, yeah.
But for a young local Mexican kid who's a caddy to a tournament winner, he deserves more than $5,000. Sarah's on the line. Sarah, do you know a tight ass? Want to drop one in?
I do.
Who is it?
Okay, so my ex-partner, his father...
Yes.
...gave my ex a pair of thongs, and we went to the beach one day.
Yeah.
And he decided to walk through the water, and the thongs fell apart.
Yep.
We later on found out that his father happened to find those thongs on the side of the road, and the bottom had fallen off them, and he used double-sided tape to fix them so he could wear them himself.
That's a tight ass.
Okay. Thongs aren't that expensive anyway, are they?
I know. You can get them for $1.50 at Kmart.
That's right.
He's found them on the side of the road and...
done a home job.
Brought them back to life.
Oh, well. Thanks, Sarah.
That's tight ass.
That's what we're
talking about.
Hello, Guy.
Yeah, g'day. How's it going?
Yeah, good.
Tight ass. Who is it?
Awesome show, guys. My great aunt, who her husband's a dentist and very, very well off.
Yes.
She does the trips down to the local shops. David Jones goes, buys the top of the line dresses that come out.
Yep.
Takes them home. She unstitches them, takes a pattern, puts them back together, returns them, straightens the thread out, and then goes home and makes her own copies.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
That seems very laborious. Yeah. When you just, that's a lot of effort, isn't it?
A lot of effort to go to.
God, why don't you just buy it?
She'll cut two or three different colours and make her own patterns.
From the one style?
From the one dress, yeah.
Oh, God.
She's always in fashion. And
she doesn't need to do it.
No, doesn't need to do it at all.
That's
well done,
bonkers, Guy. Thanks for that.
Fantastic stuff.
Hi, Tony.
Yes.
Yeah, tell us your person that you know is a bit of a tight ass.
Okay, many years ago, I used to work in the court system, and this lady sued for a share in the lottery, which this friend of hers had won.
Yeah. Yep.
What had occurred was that a birthday present, sent her a card with an Opera House lottery ticket in it.
Yeah.
The lady won the lottery. I think it was about $60,000 in those days.
That's a lot.
Wow.
So the person who won the lottery sent the person who bought the ticket a thank you card and put in their $2 and said, I hope you had the same luck that I did.
but
so
hang
she
on,
didn't
but
share any of that. She didn't
no,
split
no
it.
Money.
No money.
I would suggest they weren't friends anymore or they were not acquaintances.
I put it to you that that's the unwritten rule if you buy a lottery ticket for
someone,
you've got to get
it's an unwritten rule.
It's
you're
pretty
right.
much a split.
It is. Thank you, Tony, for that.
Tony, well done.
Let's go to Andrew. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, how are you going?
Yeah, good.
Good. Who's the tight ass?
My good friend Rob, if he's listening, I just want to say, Rob, if you have big calves, then I'm talking about you.
Okay. All right, okay. He's got that. Yep, go Fine. Ahead.
Okay, Rob washes his clothes at work. Rob showers at work. And Rob uses the toilet at work to avoid using water at home.
Okay. I know that water is expensive now when you've got it, but really, and the facilities are there and he's just got it all set up, has he?
Has he got a washing basket at work? What's he doing? How'd you
catch on to this too? How did you know he was doing this?
Because he had one of those Samsung washing machines that caught fire, and I think that's how it started this whole thing.
Really?
Oh, I like that.
That's good. That's exactly what we were talking about. We got a prize for Andrew for dobbing in his
Andrew,
mate.
You've lucked out here right now, my friend. You got a copy of Bohemian Rhapsody, the movie which is out this week. You've got the Klipsch soundbar and wireless subwoofer and a signed poster by the star of the movie.
Well done, mate. Well,
Do I have to share this with Rob?
Well, you can if you want.
You might have
to. Make your own decisions. Hey, we'll take a break. Give us a call. Yeah. We might be able to put a couple more calls to air. If not, we might come back with Week in Review.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
Talking about tight asses.
We are. And the switchboard has a lot of people know a lot of tight asses.
Playing up. This is in honour of Matt Kuchar, who paid his caddy $5,000.
When he should have paid him about 130.
He's an idiot. Katie, you know a tight ass. Who is it?
It was a friend's mum.
Yep.
She used to make tea, and then she would hang the tea bags out to dry to reuse them.
Oh, my God.
That's extreme.
All right, yeah, well done.
There's another one as well, but I don't think that's able to be on the ring.
I'm with you. I know what you're talking about. Yikes. Hello, James. Okay. How are you going?
Yeah, not too bad. I just want to dob in my mum.
Okay, what'd she do?
So I was around the time after I just turned 18, I went out for dinner with her on a Friday before going out with my mates.
Yep.
She wanted to play the pokies.
She
gave me $5 to play the pokies.
Great.
And I won $500.
Wow. Yep.
Never played them before.
Yeah.
She made me go halves with her, took half of it off me.
James, I think you're the tight ass. I think if you've been...
I would have given her $5 back.
You've got to stop.
No.
James, get out.
One of my kids does that to me, I tell you what.
All right, there's been a lot of tight ass behaviour. It's a good way to finish off the week, and it has been a good week, don't you think?
It's been challenging
for me.
You've
been out of order on occasions.
No, it's been a bit of a challenge, well, but overall it's been good.
Back at the Week in Review.
A week of shocks on Kennedy Malloy. Literally.
Ow! Jesus.
We were all shocked by Jane's audacious name drop of Roger Federer.
I've met him. He's a great conversationalist.
You've met him?
I have. I've talked about
twins. Well, that's one of the best name drops. Oh,
we just talked about having twins, talked about playing tennis because I played a bit.
We shouldn't have been shocked that Charlie Pickering had to explain Marie Kondo to Mick.
She has a process and it will leave you with a lot less stuff in your house. What she says is, do they
There's
spark
a process,
joy?
Yes. So you hold the item in your hand. So it could be one of your underpants.
Underdubs.
And you hold them in your hand and you go,
get
bring
them down to forensic.
But Ursula Carlson was a little shocked when she tried out Kondo's methods.
So basically you just try fold all your clothes, like fold it in three. And shove it back in a drawer.
But put it upright.
But there's a big flaw in there, because if you're a bigger unit, you cannot try fold. Because then it just looks like you've rumbled up a two-man tent.
Mick tried to shock Jane by giving her a stripper name.
Come on, Sippy. Please welcome to the stage. Sippy.
There was another one. Tipsy.
On Tipsy. Please welcome Chardonnay. That could be good for you. Any white wine works really, doesn't it?
It all works, Rosé.
Please welcome Blackberry Nip.
Then Mick shocked her again by trying to install Jane as host of the Today Show.
Wake up with Jane.
No.
Wake up with Jane.
People would go, who's this cow? Why is she saying exactly what she thinks? Turn her off.
And I'll be wacky with her. Girl.
Yeah.
You can go, let's cross out to Mick. He's doing the weather. And then boom, all of a sudden I'm shot out of a cannon. Why don't you get together with Carl Stefanovic?
Why?
And
why
make
do
a
I do that?
Takeover.
I don't want to do that.
He's done a show drunk. You've done plenty here.
Oh. And they were both a little shocked when Deb Knight from the Today Show rang through.
What sort of trouble are you up to, Mick Malloy? I reckon we could get you in the studio reading the weather and you could get a full appreciation of how damn good Stephen Jacobs is at his job.
You mean this Stephen Jacobs who got attacked by chicken?
What's your biggest phobia, Mick? We can implement that into the mix if you want to do
it. Well, I think it's women.
But of course, the biggest shocks of the week were the ones they gave each other with their mutual Valentine's Day gift.
We've got a his and her Darren Weir jigger.
It's already juiced up. I think you'll find.
I'll just test it.
You zap each other with it.
Oh, she just zapped it. Ow! Jesus, woman.
Right.
No wonder his horses are winning.
I reckon I could win
over 1600 right now. Ow!
Something's burning.
It's his hair off his arm. This is Kennedy Malloy. Wrap things up right after this.
A drive home that's a little unpredictable. This is Kennedy Malloy.
As heard on Spirit 621 in Bunbury.
In Bunbury. Is that a new station?
One of the new ones on board.
Welcome on board, everyone in Bunbury, you bastards.
Yeah, great part of the world.
That's a great part of the world, it is. It's in the great state of Western Australia.
Indeed.
So we look forward to that. You want to give a shout out to our Townsville connection. Is it Triple M Townsville?
Yes.
How are you going up there, guys? We hope you're great.
We hope the cleanup's going well.
Yeah.
And It's the worst thing ever, being flooded out.
You'll see what they're made of up there in that part of the world.
You've got a few things
I want to go
around
the grounds. I think what we should do, we go right around the big brown land and coming into the weekend, something for everyone in each state, something they can go and do. Some friends of the show, Tom Gleeson, Joy, is starting in Brisbane. If you're listening in the Brisbane area, you can go and see tonight at QPAC.
Okay.
Tickets at comedy.com. In Perth, our good mate Nick Cody.
Oh, yeah, great.
From the Big Breakfast in Triple M Brisbane is doing some shows with Luke Heggie.
Okay, great.
That would be fantastic. In Sydney, Nitro Circus.
Oh, yeah.
This is stunts on bikes. Get involved.
That is incredible, that show.
I might take the boys along to see that. In Adelaide, Nikki Osborne is doing a show called Bad Barbie.
Oh, good on you, Nikki.
Starts tonight. Yeah, runs till the 24th. Talent. She is. Runs at the Piglet at the Gluttony. Get on board. And to everyone at the Adelaide Fringe, one of the great fringe festivals in the world.
You've said that for so long. It's true.
Knock yourself out. Go and see everything. It's going to be great. And in Melbourne, tonight through Sunday, a show called Senior Moments. It's a review. It's at the Comedy Theatre. And I might take my mum to that as well.
Why is that?
It's for your older...
Yes,
it's for
older
your
demographic.
It's older person. And it's a review. And it's got John Wood, Max Gillies.
Oh, that'd be funny.
Jeff Harvey.
Having a bit of a laugh, sending up your senior moments, is it?
And it is going great guns.
Yeah, nice.
So it's bloody funny. And so that's around the grounds. Dave, what will you be doing with your weekend?
This weekend, well, I'll be doing lots of cooking because my wife is heading interstate for 3.5 weeks.
Oh,
so
it's got boys' night.
I know.
Oh, tell you what, Uber Eats going to get
work out. What time do you want us to come around?
Well, I need some extra help in the
kitchen.
What's
your special dish? What's your signature dish, Dave? That's what they ask.
Probably spaghetti, something really easy.
Spaghetti with what?
I don't know. Bit of parmesan on top.
That's not it, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, go on, Father.
Chicken Kievs, chuck those in the oven. I'm pretty good with those.
Chuck those what? Do you,
make
what,
sure
you've
they're
got
cooked
to
through.
Defrost them first,
yeah,
do
you? Get them from the deli, yeah.
So I'd suggest to you, anything that doesn't need too much washing up because your dishwasher's gone.
That's true. Well, your kids are up there in their pocket money doing some washing.
So Kennedy, what are you up to?
Oh, I'm going out for dinner tonight and then tomorrow kids sport. You know, driving around, picking up.
Okay, can you sound slightly more enthusiastic about dinner tonight and the kids?
And then packing another kid going on camp, so that means I've got to pack all day.
You're a bad mother.
I'm not a bad mother.
You will never win any...
I would like to defy any mother who says she enjoys packing a kid off to camp. It's tedious, and I've just done two of them.
But isn't the end result good? Like, off you go.
Yeah.
Don't come back. Change house.
And you just worry they've got everything they need. But anyway, that's what I'm doing. I'll be staying in then on the weekend. Mm-hmm. I've watched all my shows. I've got nothing to binge.
Haven't you?
No, I'm
gone. Have you seen Russian Doll yet?
Yes, of course.
Oh, right, okay.
You mad? Okay. Did that on about day two.
If people want to see your, what is it, the A Star Is Born
poster
of ours.
Yes, you can go on our Instagrams on MickMalloy66, Kennedy Malloy or Jane_L_Kennedy. Look up Jane Kennedy. It's got to be there somewhere.
Stroke.
I don't know. Do I have a blue dot yet on Instagram?
I don't think you're verified yet. No, you need to.
I'm verified on Twitter.
Why can't you be verified?
Wow.
Are you?
Yep.
How do you know?
Because I've got the blue dot.
No, on
How did you
Instagram.
Get the blue dot?
And on Instagram, I've had to abandon three. I've got so many Instagram sites, but I keep forgetting
James,
the password.
You know, I keep forgetting the password. That's why I have to keep starting up
so
new.
So I have to start up a new one.
You have to start new followers.
People are probably
as well.
Joining my old ones. I should check in and see how
they
they're
going. They don't exist.
What do you
They've
mean,
been taken
old
off.
Well, you can't post anything when it's not. Yeah. Is that right, James? Yeah, no, he's nodding. Hey, thanks to everyone for help this week. And,
hey, Eric Banner's going to join us next week.
Eric Banner.
Yes. Can't believe that.
He was on one of your films, wasn't he?
He was in The Castle.
He was in The Castle.
Yeah.
Bloody funny guy. I remember when he started out as a stand-up. He was a very, very good stand-up. And funny. I'd like to see him do more films.
Yes.
Okay,
well,
he's
why don't
he's
you
great.
Tell
he's,
him?
He's a superstar. Like, he's a fully fledged.
But he wants he's trying other talents.
Yeah, but I mean, I reckon he's still got a couple. People haven't seen his full comedy.
I know, but
range.
You know, do you think there's good comedy films out today? It's hard to find a really funny film.
Oh,
what's the last funny?
Sherlock Holmes with. I've never seen worse reviews in my life.
Holmes and Watson, yeah.
Holmes and
But I'll still watch Will, what's his name? Will.
in
Will Ferrell.
Will Ferrell. I watch every Will Ferrell film till the cows come home. Absolutely. It makes me laugh.
That sounds like a very good weekend for you. Well done, everybody.
Yeah. Thanks for the week, everyone. Right, and we'll
have some fun.
You can hear us on Monday.
Yeah, we had a cracking show today with Dave O'Neill and Fred Skepsy. If you missed any of that, grab the podcast. It'll be available.
Why not?
Within the hour at kennedymalloy.com.au.
This is Kennedy Malloy.